This is KVMR FM, Nevada City. My name's Michael Benn. I'm not in my regular slot. Been banished to an island this morning. Oh my God. Where the sky is all blue. And the water's warm. A lot of fat brown people around here. Hey! I'm filling in for Michael Keane this morning. Have a good morning. This is KVMR FM, Nevada City. Yo.
Like if you came and stayed. white. Laughing in the waters of a clear mountain stream, and looking into your eyes, I thought I saw my dream. I'll party until you blow my love to my side.
I'll be riding like a seabird on the tide.
Travel far and wide, my friend, I know it won't be long. Write your own sweet song. Oh, look into the eyes of those you want to see, and reach out for every hand that calls you to be free. Until you find your answers, I will wait for you, my friend.
Good morning again. This is KVMR FM Nevada City. What will this station come up with next? We've got Hawaiian music with a southern drawl. Is there no mercy in this world? I'd like to thank those tuning in on Translator K286 AM. On Truckee, where we like to say they're keeping Washoe blue. For the 10 o'clock hour, we would like to thank the John Hauser at Bell Capelli Salon, sharing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting using sustainably harvested organic Aveda products. Appointments are available at 530-477-2832. Bell Capelli Salon is at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley, or online at bellcapellisalon.com. Thank you.
living in Wailua Town. Okulei is where we fool around. Kila kila haleiwa kale kipa o namali. Kila kila haleiwa kale kipa o namali.
How's your morning this morning? A little cool this morning, and like one of those Asian pears, kind of crispy and sweet. Nice! The 23rd annual Colusa Holiday Craft Fair and Gift Show will be held at the Colusa County Fairgrounds on Saturday, November the 21st. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, November the 22nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For information, call 458-2641. And Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours will be performing Sunday, November the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Saddle Rack in Fremont, California. Go to www.opryweast.com for more information or call 501-979-0535. Well, those of you who pride themselves on traveling to other countries, in my head, where the lone marble rolls around on the wooden floor, I learned to, like, if you go to another place like Hawaii, you're going to another country. And I don't really like to travel to new countries without some local input. I'm not just the fly-in and fancy hotel room service and fly home and say I saw it type person. So I've invited Marza Miller, who is an agent for Aka Ialani Pule, who's going to be calling us a little bit later this morning. And she's going to be, well, let's just tell her what she's going to be doing. Good morning to you, Marza.
Good morning. Sasika. Aloha.
Aloha. When I said Barry Flanagan, who's playing the music in the background, you knew who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, did we get the greeting right for Hawaii?
Aloha Nui Loa.
Aloha
Nui Loa.
Nui Loa. And that says hello?
It says hello.
Can you say, like, stuff like, what's happening, baby? Do they say things like that, or they're a little bit more...
Everything is dakain.
Dakain?
Dakain, yeah.
Meaning? Dakain?
Whatever.
Just the way it is, or whatever?
Yeah, whatever. Dakain, or shaka.
Huh.
Want to say shaka.
Are you doing something with your hand? A little.
Yeah, you kind of do the little...
Stick your little finger out
in
your thumb.
Little finger in the thumb, and you kind of go... So it's shaka.
Shaka.
And if you want good food, it's ono grinds.
Ono grinds.
Yeah. And if you go in and order a fish, it's... I want one of them there rats, yeah.
Rats?
Yeah, if you say, I want a pound of ahi, they'll charge you $17.99 a pound. If you go in and say, I want one of them there rats, yeah, they'll charge you $1.99 a pound.
There you heard it. Who said that community radio doesn't save you money? That's terrific. It's worth the price of flying there just for that.
Absolutely.
Super. What else can you tell us about that wonderful place? See, I don't know anything about it. I've only been there once. And I was surrounded by all this beauty, but it had its own, like, dark side that I was affiliated with. So, I was with some people, a group of people and stuff, so...
The thing about Hawaii to remember is that each island has its own energy. It has its own mana that flows through the island. So, like, if you're going to Maui has a really jungle side, and yet it's kind of a younger party kind of place. If you go to the Big Island of Hawaii, it has volcanoes flowing, you know, snow on the mountains. It has 9 different climactic zones. So it's the only place in the world that has that. It's also the most isolated islands in all the world. It's 2,500 miles from the nearest
neighbor.
Yeah, like one of their teas is called mamake, which is a nettles tea. And we have nettles here, but they're called stinging nettles versus having mamake, which is a nettles tea, which has no stingers because everything there's nothing poisonous, and everything there has evolved without the stingers or that type of protection that's needed, you know, in different places. So it when it evolved into a true paradise.
Mm. So there's no, like, poisonous rattlesnakes or...
No, there's no poisonous spiders or rattlesnakes. They have had a problem with the brown snakes from the Philippines coming in because they wrap themselves around the airplane gear, and when they land, the snakes have been coming off the planes.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow, that's exciting. We're going to hear a little bit more about that. See, I went to Molokai, and...
Molokai.
Yeah, what a place.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It's a very different island.
Well, we'll be back in a little bit. This is KVMR FM, Nevada City.
So, go sit on one ear hose. Housekeeping. Oh, no. Try wait. Yo, punk, throw me off.
Don't love your job.
Room service, can I help you?
This is Mr. Fogarty in room 1225. I'd like to order some dinner.
Huh?
This is Mr. Fogarty. I'd like some dinner sent up to my room 1225.
And what was your room number?
1225.
One more time, please.
1225.
That's a Mr. Frogtree.
Fogarty.
Can I help you, Mr. Frogtree? What's up, gun? Funny, coolie, coolie. I'm trying for a thing. Now, where were we?
I'd like to order some dinner and have it sent up to my room, please.
Okay, and what room was that?
Room 1225. This is Mr. Fogarty, and I'd like my dinner sent up to my room, 1225.
Okie dokie, and what would you like?
I'd like a cheeseburger deluxe, french fries, and a chocolate malt.
Okay, that's a cheeseburger deluxe, french fries, and a Try wait, yeah? Hey, Russell, you get pen.
What?
Pen. Can't find it. Pen.
Here, for Colonel.
Okay, now, so that's what?
A cheeseburger deluxe, french fries, and a thick chocolate malt.
Cheeseburger. Oh, excuse me, but do you want the hamburger deluxe with cheese? Or, wait, Trudy. You want now the hamburger deluxe with cheese on the top? Or one cheeseburger deluxe?
I'd like a cheeseburger deluxe.
Uh-huh. And would you like that with or without cheese?
With.
What?
Cheese.
Oh, why you never said that in the first place? One side or that cheese?
No!
Oh, wow. Hey, Russell, this bugger giving me heat.
Hey, go slap easy.
No, get uptight, sir. I was just trying to take your order.
Look, a cheeseburger deluxe, a french fries, and a chocolate malt. All
hey, no go so freaking fast. Cool your jets. What you think this is? Automation?
I'd like a cheese...
I get them already. And what else?
And an order of french fries and a chocolate malt.
Oh, Troy. We get special today, you know.
What is it?
No. We get two kinds we get.
What are they?
Oh, number one is pickled pig's feet with Spanish rice on mashed potatoes. Your choice of dressing on top of your fruit cup and bread or toast. Hey, Mento! Oh, not you, sir. Russell! Hey, Defia! What you gonna cook for number two special?
Nothing.
You gonna get it, man. You wait till I tell a supervisor. Oh, that's it, sir. Only that one.
I prefer my original order.
Oh, and what was that?
Cheeseburger, french fries, chocolate...
Oh, yeah. Right. You sure you don't like the pickles, pig feet, huh?
Yes.
Oh, no, you know.
No, thank you.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Really? Positive? Hey, you sure? You still on the phone?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, just checking, huh? So, let me repeat that order, yeah? Hello? That was one cheeseburger deluxe with a side order cheese, french fries, and one chocolate...
Let me, Russell! Russell, oh my God! Russell, you do that again. I'm going to cut around your alas.
Okay.
Oh, now where were we? Okay. Okay, Juliet, okay? Oh, the guy was Russell. What a pest. Okay, so where were we? Hello? Hello? Tourist.
This is KVMR, room service. Hello?
Aloha!
Aloha, Aka.
Hey, aloha, Michael. How are you?
I'm better than super. I'm supernatural. Hey, I'm with your girlfriend, Marsa.
Hey.
Aloha.
Aloha.
She's got the big kahunas now. She's talking on the radio. She's brave.
You see, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You just got to break her in gently.
Ooh. I'll put some romantic music on then.
Okay, sounds good.
So is it still dark there?
Actually, no. I am just rolling out of my woodwork, and it is 8:30. I just the beautiful sunlight just popped over the top of Mauna Kea, and birds are singing. Everybody's happy. My dogs are rolling around. My goat, Paul, screaming his head off. My peacocks have moved on down the road. My chickens are done banging on my door for food.
Mm. I think we might have you beat with weather today.
Mm.
It's about 62 degrees. Going to be high today on a little light wind.
Oh,
tonight
man.
It'll be around 40 and just a slight wind, so...
We've been getting down cold at night, too, brother.
Hmm.
We just had our first cold front, so we got a little bit nippy. I mean, chilly out there.
Chilly moo-moo?
Yeah, chilly moo-moo.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bit of chilly at night, and, you know, I didn't roll in last night till a little after, about 2:30, close to 3 o'clock this morning, so it was quite the chill out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm loving it. Thanks for... picking up my phone call, number one.
Yeah.
How are you, Michael?
I'm good as long as you don't order a cheeseburger.
No, I don't eat beef all the time, and definitely not from somebody with a guy in the background named Russell. I know all about those guys.
So, Aga, before... go ahead.
You never order your food from somebody that can't pronounce it. That's like the old unwritten rule, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Never order your food from somebody that can't pronounce the order. So what's up?
I was going to ask you before you kind of give us a little bit more of what's going on with you, but when you were here for Indigenous Peoples Days last month, it was really wonderful to have you here. And I really,
awesome?
I really cherish our meeting. And I'm kind of wondering, in your world... In your culture, do you have a traditional way of greeting the morning?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? And
Yes, I do.
Do you mind enlightening us with that?
Sure. I have no problem enlightening you with that, Michael. Most times I always greet my morning by thanking the Creator, of course. I mean, in fact, I don't even roll out of bed without doing that. That's something I do pretty without even thinking. As soon as I open my eyes and stretch, I'm already thanking the Creator for such a wonderful life that I live, and so much appreciation, gratitude for continued blessings of having Him and everything that He has created in my life. And then once we go out, traditionally, we specifically go out and we have a chant that greets the rising of the sun. Depending upon the side of the island, we have two different chants. One that is greeting the rising of it over the mountaintops, and one that greets it as it reaches out over the horizon in the ocean.
Mm.
And so that's specifically what we do. And then as soon as that's all done, we get to work.
So
early morning time.
You get to do it twice. It's like sleeping in a little bit.
This is Sunday, so I was kind of lazy this morning, but most times I'm up before the sun rises up over the horizon. I live out on an organic farm, so a lot of animals are already calling. Like I said, my chickens usually are knocking at the door, or pecking at the door, for that matter. They're getting kind of spoiled there. Now they're pulling me out of bed, you know?
They run around loose? You don't put them in a coop at night?
Oh, no. These buggers are loose. They go up in the trees and they sleep up in our avocado trees at night. Yeah, and the peacocks go up in the bigger trees, the big ohia trees that we have. And so, you know, everybody's got their space in their zone, but nobody's in cages. Very important for them to be free and happy, and because, man, they give us the best eggs. That's what peacocks said is.
Well, why are they knocking on your door if they got avocados in their tree?
Right. You know, that's the thing. Like I said, they're spoiled. They want me to go out there and peel the avocados for them.
Ah, okay. They want room service.
That's pretty spoiled. No. We go ahead and I always talk to them in the morning. And they collect and talk to me and tell me what's going on out there. They let me know where the bugs are and where the bugs aren't. And they pretty much keep everything regulated out there on the farm.
My,
you know, like I said, we have a 15-acre organic farm and lots of work to do. And can all of us, the animals included, all do our job?
Do you say this to them? That's what I say to my chickens. And then they come
running.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of cluck.
Why does
and
that?
And they're all, well, you know, right now our main rooster's gone. You know, like there's no cock of the walk out there.
Yeah.
We had one. We used to call him Cocky, but he got too cocky with the neighborhood dog. And so that was the end of that. So all of our chickens are all hens. They're all Betty.
So what is it about dogs eating chickens? I have that problem at home.
You know, my dogs can go right outside. My chickens can jump up on top of their neck and perch there. You know, and that's the thing. It's dependent upon their raising, the animals raising, what they're used to do. There's this inherent thing that goes on, of course, you know, because all dogs are pretty much, well, to my understanding, that they're pretty much connected and they have this internal or generational or genealogical connection to the wolf. And so there's this inherent row, you know, that comes out. You know that. Some men do, too. Color by.
Well, we won't talk about that.
No, we won't.
That's
a whole other story. Oh
yeah, and it's Sunday morning. We're trying to be a little bit more, I guess, spiritual and reverential.
You know, I was talking, you know, spiritual is all about life. Everything that's under that sun is all about, because, you know, right now we're only in the physical spot, the physical aspect, but there's so much of it that's all spiritual. Because, you know, the physical aspect of it is such a little blip on the radar of our spirit's life. And so it's all about that, all the time.
So there's still a chance for me to look like Don Ho?
There is still a chance, brother. Well, you know, Don Ho is gone now, so I don't think you want to look like him now. I would rather you look like, you know, rather Jack Lord or something like that. Oh, wait, that's right, he's gone too.
Oh, gosh.
Tom Selleck. How about
there
Magnum? Tom Selleck.
There we go, Tom Selleck.
No.
He finds a good one.
Can't trust those men with mustaches.
Though. I just want the Ferrari.
Oh, shoot. There she goes, a girl after the bling.
Yeah, after the bling.
He was a very good man, you know. I actually knew him. He was very local, a lot of very approachable. But, you know, I had uncles that were a part of the team, the film crew team. And so they go from every island. And whenever they were here in the big island, they always call, come on down with the big luau spread, you know, because they had the big catering spread every time they went to work. So they'd invite us favorite nieces and nephews there, which is, you know, usually like 10 or 20 of us to go in and act extras or whatever.
They knew how to get to us, lay out the food, huh?
Hey, I am telling you about the luau spread. Yep. They know how to chow down. They know how to drop it like it's hot.
Mm-mm. Now I'm getting hungry. So what kind of things are on your heart these days?
What kind of
What's going on in your world these days that are kind of pressing and important to you that you think we might could learn from?
Oh, well, let's see. Where do I begin? Wait, that sounds like a song, yeah?
Well, I have to go off the air at noon, so you have about an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure you're not going to listen to me Valao all this time, but you know what's really important? You know, with this time, this era, this window that we're in, especially, and which is the whole gist of what I really loved sharing at IDP, or Indigenous Peoples Day, was the opportunity and to really look at our lives, look at where it's going to, and look at what's happening, what's swirling around us in our space and on this planet, in each of our communities. You know, it's a time to really prioritize our life. It's one of the really good things about this economy downturn and all this other stuff, as there are things or fears that are rising up on one end, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I don't have a job, or I might lose my job, or I'm being furloughed, or all of this other type of stuff that really hits them in the pocketbook. You know, because it's a hard one, yeah, being in a community or in a society that places so much emphasis upon our ability to not just consume, but to rake in the buck. You are successful if these are the things that you acquire in your lifetime. And, you know, what's real about that is basically that we've come so far away from our initial roots and our genetic understanding that as we move into this period of time where our economy is being faced with a downturn, where the earth is getting blasted from the land, air, and sea, where there's a lot of things that we've done in the past that we are now reaping karmically, we have to really look at what are we here to contribute, you know, and how can we do it in such a way that of the most service to the Creator. Because if we really look at something like that, then we have to sustain life. And we have to sustain life in ways that are positive, that are wonderful, and, you know, above and beyond, we help to sustain life on this planet.
Yes,
you know, it's such a big way of looking at things, but it's really, really simple. You know, I always tell people, start your garden. Well, now you guys are too late for that, but hey, start them in the springtime. Get your things going on. You know, don't be so attached to the outcome. Don't be so fixed, or don't be placing so much boundaries on how you're going to be or what you're going to be attached to and the things like that. Open yourself up. Really get out there and get real sensitive. And if you aren't already, you know, Kalamai, there is a lot of people that are shifting, and their awareness has been peaked on many different levels. And you know what?
No, what?
This is a time of so much magic on the planet. So much, Michael, I'm telling you. I mean, people can walk by and not see it because they're so focused on what they're not having or what they're not going to do or the bills that they have to pay because of all the things that they have acquired and missed out on so much of what's going on right now. And I got to tell you, this is the most magical time on the planet and of all of humankind, of all of the time that we've ever spent here. There are so much at work in the universe that surrounds us and through us that I am kind of surprised that not more people are up on it. And I know, but you know, I know also that because there's so much distractions of nowadays, you know, that was the big thing about when my grandmother was getting ready to pass. Her biggest concern, not fear, but concern, was that this world had so much distractions for us that our ability to focus and to really see what's important and to really work with that which is important was becoming distracted by the amount of stuff that was being let loose on the earth. I mean, she was alive during the advent of the TV, the radio, the very first light. You know, this was, that was my grandmother's lifetime, like many others. But she seen where it was going, and her main concern was that we wouldn't be able to hear the wind. We wouldn't be able to listen to the trees. That the animals wouldn't be able to talk to us, and we wouldn't be able to understand what they were saying anymore. And, you know, when I look at the world now and I see what's going on out there, I agree with her totally.
Wow. Well, Aka, do you mind holding on a little bit? We can take a musical interlude and then come back and get some more of this Hawaiian gold.
Can I make a request for later on in the before you guys drop me off the end of your line there?
Yeah, what's that?
Bada is in this life.
Okay, I'm putting my homegirl Marza on it.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, so we'll put you on hold, and we'll get back with you very soon.
Mahalo.
Hang on.
I will.
This is KVMR FM Nevada City. We're tuning in to Aka Iolani Pule on the beautiful blue islands in the middle of that big, beautiful ocean to our, well, it's to my back, but it's really to the west. Thanks for tuning in. This here is KVMR FM, Nevada City. This is Connie Kapila. I'm stepping in. My name's Michael Ben. Michael's gone someplace. Who knows? You know he's having fun where he's going. I can almost hear him giggling. He's got that really cool giggle. Love that guy. For the 10 o'clock hour, we'd like to thank John Hostler at the Bell Capelli Salon, bringing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting at Bell Capelli, an Aveda Concept Salon at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley. Appointments are available at 530-477-2832. Additional information online at bellcapellisalon.com. And this is KVMR-FM, Nevada City. And it's 72 degrees in Nevada City, and that ain't bad. For the 11 o'clock hour, we would like to thank Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. In the Home Center, Idaho, Maryland Road at the Freeway, Grass Valley. Online at sierratimberline.com. And by Nevada County Recycles, announcing Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional home and regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable, ecological, and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are at KeepTheSierraGreen.org or 530-265-1768. We're on the phone with Akapuli D. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Aka Iolani Puli. This is really rough on me. I have trouble with English and Choctaw and Maidu and Japanese. There's just too much to learn.
It's all in the tongue.
It's all in the tongue.
It's all in the tongue.
Well, you mean I have to take my foot out of my mouth to use it?
That's right. Hee-haw.
Well, Aka, you had, when you were here in October, there was a big event in your life. It was the passing of your mother. And we had a dear elder for us that passed also a week before. And I was wondering how that's affecting your life, because a lot of us are dealing with the grief and the passing of great ones in our life. How has that affected you?
Well, let's see. It was a big shift, actually, for me, you know. I'm the youngest girl in my house. We have 8 kids, and I have a younger brother, but I was always known as the youngest sister. So we both shared the same title as being the youngest. I'm the youngest girl, he's the youngest boy, and so it was pretty big for our whole family. You know, what was really good about it, but was the fact that when we all were told to ready ourselves, you know, for my mom, we had, everybody came in. And I mean, not just all of us kids, but our respective others and their kids, the grandchildren were there. And then my mom was the last of her generation. And she was the youngest of 11. And all of the brothers and sisters' kids all made it. In some way, shape, or form, checked in during that time. And so the whole next generation was also represented there. And we sang. We had the ukuleles, the guitars. We had everything out. And we sang all the songs of our elders, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our parents. My mother, my dad, you know, she really gifted us with the love of music, with the love of song, with the love of each other. And we all bundled in to the end of that. I mean, we literally took over the wing of that hospital. I mean, literally.
Mm.
You know, what was good about that was that they let us, you know. We had other patients in that whole side that kept on telling their nurses that, no, I want you to take me there. I want to go there, you know. And we were like, you know, let them come. It's all right. You know, if they can make it over, please, by all means, bring them over. And we had the greatest passing. We sang for 2.5 days straight and sang my mom right into the next world. And for us, the ones that have been left behind, that was the greatest honor and way that we had that love, that experience. That even my kids, you know, after my mom passed and we had to deal with the rest of the stuff that came with that, my kids looked at me and said, thank you, Ma. And I said, for what? And she said, for bringing us. I said, well, that's like a no-brainer. Of course you guys are going to come if you guys want to come. And they said, no, you know. And I remember my daughter Susie telling me, you know, I could never imagine how it was or how it would be to lose somebody close to me. But her coming to that event with me and being with the rest of the family and the rest of her first cousins and all of her ohana and the ways that we went ahead and set that for her. And I mean, all the kids said that in some way, shape, or form, that it was so beautiful and that it was so special and that it wasn't as hard. It wasn't as hard as she thought it would be. You know,
okay.
Of course, yes.
Do you want to say something about the Hikiau Heiau and the passing of the temple also?
That was what I was coming up with. But okay. The main part about that was how we took care of the grief, you know, and the thing about that, and that's the point I was trying to make, is that the ways that we choose to pass our old ones over is really important on the ones left behind. A lot of us, when our parents leave us, you know, even though we know that there'll be a time when that happens, a lot of us have really deep-seated abandonment issues, I would say. You know, abandonment, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to stop being or feeling so abandoned. You know, but in the same instance, it was such a beautiful way to welcome the spirit world, to open that door, to know that all of our ancestors, as well as the Creator, was present there at that time, and that the passing over, she knew that she was loved, and she knew that all of us was going to be okay. And so when she left, we had a huge rainbow that spent the whole day outside of the hospital with us. I mean, from when we got there in the morning to when she left right after sunset, that rainbow stayed right outside. It never shifted, it never moved, it never lost its color. And when as that rainbow was diminishing in the sunset, my mom passed over. And so we know, you know, we know that life continues, the spirit life is continuous, that the time we have here as humans and as physicals is but a window, but one day in the life of that spirit. And it helps to ease us in knowing that. You know, a lot of people ask me, well, how do you know that? You know, well, I gotta admit, it is the way that I was raised. It is the way that I have learned. And it's also, I was very lucky as a child, or well, I didn't think I was so lucky back then, but I grew up and I was born with the ability to see, the ability to see into the spirit world. And it was, you know, as a child, it was very scary for me, but thankfully my grandparents took a very active role in raising me and helping me to become aware of the different things and the different situations that were going on within the realms, you know. And so, you know, I understood that there's a lot more than what we see, that this physical plane that we live on is but one among many. And so, with the passing of my mom, she was the kuhina nui, or the head caretaker, and caretaker doesn't even cover what she did, at Hikiauhi'ia, which is the temple at Kealakekua Bay. Now, Kealakekua Bay is one of the largest bays here on the Big Island of Hawaii. It is very, very well known for its part in history. It's one of the most well known, because King Kamehameha became king there in that temple, and a huge variety of other shifts in the history of Hawaii itself and the Hawaiian people occurred here during different time periods. My ancestors were the kahunas on that temple, Hewahewa Nui being one of the most famous of the ones. You know, many books and stories were written about him and his part in the history of Hawaii and the changes that occurred underneath his, or not underneath his care, but during his lifetime. How's that? Mm-hmm. And so she was the caretaker for 31 years since my auntie Io, Iolani Luahine, passed the care of that temple over to her. And it's been one that's been passed from hand to hand to hand, from descendant to descendant to descendant, for on and off about, give or take, a little over 2,000 years. You know, and unlike a lot of people in the world, we literally, because of that temple, we literally know our genealogy for the 44 generations. I'm the 44th generation of my family attached to that temple. And just like a variety of royal houses that were here, and as well as the priesthood houses, the genealogies were kept, their stories, their mo'olelo were kept, and that allows us to know, as the descendants of these people, what we were capable of, what we can draw upon, because it's the blood that runs through our veins. And so the passing, the temple itself, Hikiau, on my birthday, she passed over the care of that temple to me. Now, my mom had 8 kids to choose from. So even though I know I helped her and assisted her for 31 years, since I was 13 years old, to watch over that temple, I really was surprised when she said, Aka, it's your turn. You need to go over here. It's your turn to take care of Hikiau. And I said, huh? What? I think a lot of it was the fact that I didn't want her to give it up. I didn't want her, because I knew that it was a choice that she was making, because she knew that her time was coming. And 11 days later, she passed. And when she passed away, we had quite a few ceremonies that went on around that to honor her life, and many contributions that she made to all of those that she came into contact with. We have people that still come back every year looking for my mom, because she is such a fixture, kind of like the temple itself. She's such a fixture and a constant in that area that people are very surprised. They're like, what? She's not here anymore? And but she passed the care of Hikiauhi'i'au over to me. And so I'm learning, even though I know what it takes to take care of and to upkeep that temple.
Did you feel inadequate for that, or did you just somehow inherently know what to do now?
Right, I've been doing this since I was 13.
But still.
And not that I didn't feel inadequate or anything. When it was passed to me, and 11 days later my mom passed away, I knew that it was one of those ducks that she had to get in a row before she made her pass over. I also knew that she made the best possible choice. Out of all my brothers and sisters, I'm the only one that's been helping her at this temple because I'm one of the only ones that live on this island, first of all. And I moved here specifically to ensure that that temple was watched over.
Mm.
I knew what needed to be done. I do it without thinking anymore because it's such a part of me. And so there was no time, no point in time that I felt inadequate about what I needed to do. There are challenges that I'm facing right now, but I did have, we did have a ceremony there that honored the life of my mother, her caretaking of Hikiau, the ones that came before her, the lineal descent that I come from that continues to keep that place physically and spiritually watched over and guarded and taken care of, as well as ceremonies that are still being adhered to. And it seamlessly continues. Seamlessly.
Hmm. I can hear a dog barking in the background, and one of my million talents is speaking fluent dog. And
yes.
I can't tell if it's a she or he dog, but the dog sang, dedicate this next song to Fern Poulet. So, we got a song here all queued up for you by Marza Miller.
Yeah.
You want to say anything?
I had the privilege of knowing Fern Poulet and, for many years, and, working with Aka. And I know that the passing of Fern and passing of this temple to Aka is a matriarchal, point that has been in her family for over 2,000 years. And, watching this take place, I met Aka at the temple 15 years ago, as a tourist, actually. I was there visiting, and I've been, our children have now been raised together on and off over the years. And, I just really want to say that Aka was in talking to her older sister, they knew that Aka was born to take this position. She wasn't allowed to wear secondhand clothes. Her older sister said, yeah, we couldn't punch her in the head like the rest of them. We had to. And she was raised by her grandmother to be given this work, which is just her life work. And I just really want to honor you, both Fern, for moving on and wherever you may be in the Creator's hands, and Aka, for the work that you're continuing. It's a selfless type of job. It's a lot of work to have that responsibility, and I honor you, sister, for picking that up and walking with it and carrying your family lineage. It's really not seen in this world very often or heard about, and know that it's a deep burden, and yet it's a great honor. And I also wanted to say that Aka will be available December 28th. She will be here in Nevada City. We'll be doing some work and offering a workshop. You can give me a call at 530-263-7988 for more details on that. Again, that's 530-263-7988. And this song is by Brother Iz. It's called In This Life.
Well, Aka, we want to thank you for tuning in with us a little bit this morning and getting us on that right wavelength from across the ocean.
Mahalo, brother. Mahalo nui loa.
Ahui ho, my sister.
Ai, ahui ho. Ahui ho, malama pono.
See you later, sweet potato. And
I still want to listen
very soon,
to
baboon.
Song.
What's
okay,
that?
We'll keep you on to listen to this.
We'll
song,
do it.
Aka.
Yeah.
This is KVMR FM, Nevada City.
For all I've been blessed with in my life. In me. let them tell me love's not worth going through. If it all falls apart, I will know deep in my heart the only dream that mattered had come true. In this life, I was loved by you. For every mountain I've climbed, every raging river crossed, you were the treasure that I longed to find. Without your love, I would be lost. Let the world stop burning, let the sun stop burning, let them tell me love's not worth going through. If it all falls apart, I will know deep in my heart the only dream that mattered had come true. In this life, I was loved by you. I know that I won't live forever, but forever I'll be loving you. Life, I was loved by you. In this life, I was loved by you.
kahie uya kai kuala na mahalie ulili holo holo kahie uya kai kuala na mahalie uya kai kuala na mahalie
land. We were born beside the mountain strong. Our father worked the land. Ku a me au pukaina e ku e anunu ana wa kou makaina. We are like keawe trees whose roots grow from the sand. We have seen the grace and splendor of this island land. We are young men of this country, tall and strong are we. We were born near the ocean's roar, our father knew the sea. A me au kuku kaina e ku e anu ana mako makaina. The seabirds bend their wings into the Sunday soil. We have seen the grace and splendor of this island shore. As every night turns into dawn, we will be the ones to carry on. Love for this land formed in our souls, like clouds that the sky had spun. This is our island home, we are her son. We're the young men of this country, young men of this land. We were born where the streams were flowing, our father worked the land. Ooh. As every night turns into dawn, we will be the ones to carry on. Love for this land formed in our souls, like clouds at the sky it's spun. This is our island home, we are her sons. We are her sons. This song tells the story of the unloading of cattle offshore at Kailua Kona during the 1930s. As a Humu'ulu cattle boat lay at anchor, the cattle were blindfolded and lifted over the side into the sea. When the blindfolds were removed, they excitedly raced toward the beach and freedom from a long journey.
Kamalii, uhenela, 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 uhenne, ole ula, uhenela, 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 uhenne.
Kamanu iyo ula, uhenela, 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 uhenne. Vaya o kaleponi, uhenela, 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 uhenne.
Kaveli amai. Uhenela, 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 uhenne, ka'aka onohi. Uhenela, 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 uhenne. Uhenela, 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 uhenne. Uhenela, 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 uhenne.
Ha'ina
mai kapuana uhenela 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 uhenne anna kamali uhenela 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 uhenne uhenela 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 uhenne uhenela 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 uhenne Ahuna mai kapuana, uhenela 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 uhenne, anna kamali. Uhenela 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 uhenne.
There's a song we did in Blue Hawaii that we did here about 10 years ago, and I'd like to sing it especially for you.
Wise men say only fools think. Oh, but I can't falling in love with you. Shall I say, would it be? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. My whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
Elvis, you're hurting me here. He's skipping. Well, we had Blue Hawaii all keyed up here. Gonna be a surprise for you, but didn't know Elvis was gonna start stuttering. I guess that's what happens when you get old. He was pretty old last time I saw him. Let's see if this works. Let's all cross our fingers for this. Because the king went there too, you know. One, two, three.
Night and you and blue Hawaii.
Woo!
The night is heavenly, and you are heaven to me. Lovely you and blue Hawaii. With all this love, there should be love. Come with me while the moon is on the sea.
The moon is on the sea.
The night is young, and so are we. So are we. In blue Hawaii, and mine could all come true this magic night of nights with you. Come with me while the moon is on.
night is young, and glory, dreams come in.
Well, the king almost did it. Thank you, Elvis. This is Moana Chang. Aladdin, the musical, will be presented by the Nevada County Performing Arts Guild from Thursday, November the 5th through Sunday. We already passed that one. Egads. Sorry about that. Read the cards. Read the cards, Michael Ben. There is a special holiday concert by a very good-looking woman by the name of Darlene Huna with Daniel Ho, who we played earlier today. I'm looking at his face right now. On a CD cover, that is. Saturday, December the 5th at the Grass Valley Vets Hall, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the Briar Patch in Yabobo or by phone at 530-478-1407. All these indigenous people are all mixed up, living all over the place, moved around. Some of us are lucky. Like this one. She lives on the mainland and then she goes to Hawaii and like has a good time and does her own music and never comes to Nevada City or Grass Valley. So she made a new CD and her name's Buffy. And I'm the only one at KVMR that has a copy of it. Because I paid for it with my own money. New music from Buffy St. Marie. Oh!
Thank you.
Buffy. She's just like Elvis. She's never going to get old. Well, we got a request for some Hawaiian music because Michael Keane's not here. And I don't know what I've been doing the last hour and 40 minutes, but we'll see if we can do this. This is the Crater Boys. And I hope they're Hawaiian. This goes out to June.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. We'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill, no crystal chandelier, there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. You know I give you all my love in every way I can. Make sure that's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. That's what you want while you're still free. All of all I have to offer you is in this wedding band, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see, 'cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
The time is 11:44. Oh, did you hear that groan? We went up from 72 to 73 degrees. We're working hard today. I'd like to welcome to the broadcast booth Lorraine Webb. Hey, Lorraine.
Aloha.
Aloha.
And aroha.
Aroha.
Which is Maori for aloha.
It's kind of like a Hawaiian with a southern drawl.
You got it, Michael Vann.
Yeah.
You are so on and you're so color coordinated for the radio today.
Why don't you tell him what Michael Vann is wearing? Don't bother. I'm just kidding.
Well, there is a connection between Hawaii and specifically, linguistically and genetically, Samoa, between the Maori and the Samoan peoples. And you know that our Maori friends have been coming, came, I guess it was last year, to Indigenous Peoples Days,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to let everybody know that Atarangi Muru and Manu Korewa and Billy are coming to Nevada City again, Grass Valley actually, November 19th through 22nd. And one of my goals, Marza, is to get Atta and Akka together. I think this is a year that's finally going to work out.
Kind of like two A's on your report card. A.
Oh, they're both so beautiful. And such healing presences.
Do it here. It's going to be too much energy.
I don't think so.
Goodness, we'll have like a volcano
sprout. Oh, it'll be so beautiful.
It will be, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And so the Maori healers do a very deep, intensive physical, spiritual, psychological work. And they'll be here, as I said, from the 19th to the 22nd. May I give a phone number if people want to contact?
No.
Please?
Okay.
Okay. My fabulous young son, Soleil, and Pia are going to be hosting this year in Grass Valley. And if anyone is interested in an appointment for that, they can call Soleil at 530-913-7442. And then, on Sunday, November 22nd, that's next Sunday.
There's more.
Atarangi has an amazing cousin named Ojasvin, who along with his grandmother, has modified the martial haka, which everybody's seen with the tongues and the fierce and all that. He has modified it with his grandmother to be a grandmother's healing haka. And we are very lucky because he's going to be visiting Atta while she's here for one day on the 22nd. So since we get him between Sedona and Europe, we get him for a one-day workshop. It's going to be marvelous on a beautiful private location on the Yuba River. And because he knows we're a rural county, he's discounted the workshop, so $75 for the whole day. And it's going to be weaving songs of Maori and Celtic with his partner, Iris Hausermann, from Switzerland. And it'll be intense and spiritual and physical and liberating and fun, he says. So going to celebrate Io, the divine union of male and female, which is inscribed in the creative seed which grows into the life tree connecting Ranginui, Father Sky, and Papatuanuku, Mother Earth. So if you want to come to a workshop which is incorporating movement and sound, expressing mental, physical, psychic, and intuitive agility, give me a call. And before the 18th, $75. After that, $100. And I'm at 530-265-5662. So there'll be an optional vegetarian lunch for a little extra too, or you can bring your own.
Well, thank you, Lorraine.
This is called Tau Uira Workshop, Sunday, November 22nd.
What do you call it? Making announcements on the radio. Have you learned that yet? Do they have a word for that?
Aroha.
Aroha. It must be Japanese too, huh? Aroha. All right. Well, thank you, Lorraine, and look forward to seeing them coming this way again.
Yeah, we want to get you there on Sunday, Mac Ben.
For what?
He's been doing his paperwork the whole time I've been blathering on, you see. I'll have to run this by him at lunch.
You want Manu to work on me again, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you want. You're mean.
Oh, best thing ever happened to you, my dear.
Yeah, I don't think I recovered from the last time he did some work on me.
I hope not.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You're new improved, Michael Benn.
That's it. I'm healed. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KBMR-FM, Nevada City. The program's called Connie Kapila, and I'm Michael Keane. No, I'm Michael Benn. I'm filling in for him. So don't worry, all you listeners and all the callers in. He'll be back. Don't worry. But until he comes back, we'll listen to this.
Kelo na kelo na kelo kala kana ka alo ka la ni ka o kelo ni ka la ni ha ha alo ka aina ka aina ka pono ka aina ka aina ka aina ki kai ka aina ka mona ka aina ki kai me ka la ni
This ain't Hawaiian, but it'll take you there. Oh hell, just pick an island and go.
I took off for a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year. All of the faces and all of the places, wondering where they all disappear. I didn't ponder the question too long. I was hungry and went out for a bite. Ran into a chum with a bottle of rum, and we wound up drinking all night. It's those changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. Nothing remains quite the same. All of our running and all of our cunning, if we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane. Meeting departure signs in some big airport reminds me of the places I've been.
Well, we're getting near the end here, and we're going to work on that change in attitude, change in latitude. I'd like to thank Michael Keane for letting me sit in for him this morning. And all the goodies and happy people that came my way, like Akka and Marza and Lorraine. So tune in next week. Maybe we'll have Michael here. Maybe not. But it's going to be good either way because you're tuning into your family radio station, KVMR. Going to send out a song to VSP. It's by Club Nisei. It's a Japanese something. But it's Hawaiian too. There you go. Japanese music of Hawaii. Thanks for tuning in. For the 11 o'clock hour, thank you, Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. In the Home Center, Idaho, Maryland, and at the freeway in Grass Valley, online at sierratimberline.com, and by Nevada County Recycles. I like this song. Announcing to Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable, ecological, and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are at keepthesierragreen.org. This is KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Thanks for listening. See you on Thursday. Oh.